Bike to Work Day is tomorrow for the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond, right?
Yes, it is the Colorado Bike to Work Day on the heels of National Bike to Work Day, which was about a month ago. So this one tomorrow is 7 to 9 a.m. in Carbondale, and it is at the Derail Park, which is on the Rio Grande Trail across 133 from the Carbondale Bus Rapid Transit Station. And so the Derail Park is the new park with the nice sunshade mm-hmm. and picnic table and all that.
What happens at Derail Park?
So we're going to have coffee and donuts and fruit, and we're going to have a couple of different organizations there kind of with some information about the Rio Grande Artway, about the Bike to Work Day, mm-hmm. and it'll be coordinated with CLEAR, Clean Energy Economy for the Region, Carbondale Arts, and RAFTA. And RAFTA is involved because of we own the Rio Grande Railroad Corridor okay. in which the Rio Grande Trail is within.
Right. Now, some of the buses for RAFTA load bicycles. Can you talk about that?
Yes. The Bus Rapid Transit buses, they hold two bikes on the front, like mm-hmm. the tray racks.
Okay.
The older buses that everyone's seen for years, we call them the stick racks, mm-hmm. and they hold four bikes each. You have to be at a bike loading stop,
okay.
and all that information is on the RAFTA website, and we actually have a brochure, and it's actually called Bikes on Buses.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing for us is if you ride a bike to the BRT station or to a bus stop, lock up your bike, and then when you get off, you can maybe use a WeCycle bike or somewhere else in the valley. But if you really do, you know, need to take your bike and do the nice pleasure cruise back down valley like everyone likes to do,
mm-hmm.
then that's how you would do it with the bike racks.
So RAFTA has some kind of an agreement with WeCycle?
Yes. So WeCycle and RAFTA have teamed up even more so in the last year or so. And WeCycle kind of markets themselves as bike transit. And so we're coordinating at these hubs more and more, like the Elgibel BRT, the Willits BRT. And then now that they have moved from Aspen down to the Basalt area,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot more opportunities to use the WeCycle system.
Well, getting back to Bike to Work Day tomorrow, what's going on in other towns throughout the valley?
So as we mentioned briefly, this is the Colorado Bike to Work Day. So Garfield County is going to be represented with about six different breakfast stations. There's going to be, of course, Carbondale. There's several in Glenwood and then one in Rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I think that covers all of them.
Bike to Work Day is not a new concept. It's been going on for several years now, I believe.
It has.
What are some of the successes that organizations have seen as a result of Bike to Work Day?
Well, a lot of times for the Bike to Work Day, they'll have surveys and people will fill out what their name is, who they work for, and where they're going, or something really simple. And then they'll track that and try to come up with, you know, a general count of how many people they think were riding their bikes. It's almost like taking a census, you know, of mm-hmm. a bike commuting.
Sure.
It's basically just putting the awareness out there and having an event that people see and hear about every year.
How long have you been involved in this?
I've been involved with Bike to Work Day probably about 6 years via RAFTA.
Have you seen any changes? More people, fewer people riding bikes on this day?
Yes. It's definitely been growing. And also with Aaron Taylor's Way of Compassion bike project, mm-hmm. that's brought a really good interest in biking for a wide range of folks.
Jason White, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Amy.